Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October 19th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices for December corn down 4.5 cents, 670.6 and a half. December wheat down 5.75 cents at 855 and a quarter, and November beans down 10.5 cents at 1361 and a half. We did not see any export sales once again here today. That's a little bit disappointing. We've gone all week now without any new sales. The wheat was a little bit higher. You know, once again, you know, the Russians keep going back and forth on this export corridor agreement. You know, one day it's off, one day they're looking at possibilities, another day they haven't had any real progression in the talks. The next day things look better. You know, it's just been a back and forth, but you know, the wheat certainly doesn't act great in here. President Biden issued the directive to sell more crude oil out of the strategic supply. Currently, crude oil is up 63 a barrel. It's a dollar off last night's lows. But the dollar is strong. It's up 61 ticks here this morning at 112.61. The S&P and Dow Jones, Dow looks to open up 132 lower. The bonds made a new 11-year low. They got down to the prices we haven't seen since January of 2011. Bonds are currently down over a full point at 122.11. We traded as low as 122 even money. Silver and gold are both lower. So I would have to say the pros will be looking to sell rallies in here today. The weather around the country doesn't look too bad. You know, it's still a little bit too dry in the west. But for the time being, we're just focused on the speed of the harvest. And, you know, the beans should be, I'm guessing, close to 80%, maybe more, harvested this week. Corn should be, you know, pretty big number, well over 50. So, you know, we're in the last, you know, 2 to 3 weeks of any real harvest pressure out here. The rest of the world looks pretty good in terms of weather. It's a little bit too dry in southern Brazil, but they've got more rain scheduled. The talk is that La Nina is going to stick around here until, you know, sometime in the winter. That could bring some dryness to certain parts of the world. But for the most part, at the moment, the world's in pretty good shape. So today, I think it's going to be a function of, do the funds want to lighten up on their corn positions? Is the Dow going to stay down all day, or are we going to have another one of these heroic rallies? Is the crude going to give it up here by the end of the day? You know, these outside markets are probably as important as anything else in determining price on any given day. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.